This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, Cambridge 105 Radio, Saturday morning, and joined in the studio by Jamie Mountford. Good morning, Jamie.
How are you doing? You're right.
Yes, I'm okay. No stranger to Cambridge 105 Radio, because you've been in at Drive and at Breakfast and...
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been about 4 months since I was last. And I think last time I saw you, we were doing gin and tonic, weren't we?
We were, that's
I think we had a few gin and tonics, and the show went quite well, really, didn't it?
In a professional capacity, we were doing gin and tonic, weren't we? Yes, that was a good... Why can't they all be like that?
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I think after that day, Ely Gin asked us to do our own special range of gin and tonics, and not quite got there yet, but it's something to do in the future, really.
Gin has just become so popular, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's selling like no tomorrow at the restaurant, so we're in full swing of it, and we also, in the summer, we do a gin dish. We do a Pimm's dish.
Like, oh, really?
A gin and Pimm's dish. And yeah. Put all the flavours together and put sea bass with it and it flies out the door.
That sounds very nice.
Yeah, it's great.
So the restaurant, when did you move to the Eltersley?
Back in June. And I'll tell you what, since joining the Eltersley, I met up with the directors. They were very passionate about their village pub. They wanted to make it the best, one of the best places to go to. Wanted to stay open. You know, pubs are closing down left, right and centre. And one of the directors, it's very close to his heart.
Yes.
He's grown up in the pub. He's been in the pub all his life. And he's, now in his 40s, and he just doesn't want it to see it closed down. He just wants it to be thriving and busy and bringing in people from around Cambridge and just to be happy going forward, really, and make it a place to be in the area, really. So they got in touch and asked if I'd come on board, and I was a bit hesitant because obviously hotel background and being out there a little bit, and I came on board, and I've not regretted it since. You know, it's been amazing. I've been given being put in a position where I'm pretty much my own boss. I'm allowed to do what I want when I want and bring do as much as I can with my passion to bring people through the door, really.
So when you take up a position like that, how long before you actually get there and start cooking do you have to start planning menus, or do you literally have to turn up and be planning and cooking and doing it all at the same time?
A bit of both, really. When I accepted the position, I had 4 weeks notice in my previous job.
Yes.
And in that 4 weeks, I'm very much I plan a lot of things for work outside of work, so in my own personal time, because I find in work it makes my life easier.
Yes.
So there's loads of planning. There's loads, you know, and I've been chefing nearly 20 years now, so I've got loads of recipes I've done previously that I can always bring back and reinvent and redo them in certain in modern techniques ways, really, and get it going forward. So I got in touch with quite a few of my fellow colleagues I've worked with in the past.
Yes.
I've got this new venture. Would you like to come and work with us? So I brought Graham, who was my sous chef at Bedford Lodge. He came along. He's been my backbone in the kitchen. We've had our ups and downs, but everybody does.
yes, it's
good to have, because obviously I'm glad I've not got somebody who always agrees with me, because it won't develop us as a kitchen, really.
No.
And then, you know, I've got a couple of lads who in the kitchen who I've known about, and they've only worked in microwave kitchens.
Right.
So I've said, you know, it's all going to be fresh food. I mean, the bread's fresh, the ice cream's fresh, everything's fresh, everything's made on premises. Would you like to come along? And they said, yeah, we're jumping for the opportunity. They've come along with us. And then I got in touch with Peter, who is he's one of my chefs I've worked with for 8 years. He's been with me, and he's been with me in 3 other jobs. He's come along, and he's so dedicated, he's so passionate, and he just really always wants to prove himself, and he's always, you know, I've asked him to come in an hour early, or come in an hour early. If I asked him to put his hand in the fryer, he would, but I'm not going to ask that, you know what I mean? And then also I brought Leo Long, who I worked with 14 years ago in Derby in a restaurant called Chloe's. And he's come along, he's moved his family down to Cambridge from Derby.
Wow.
And he's now running the front of house, and he's really doing well at it. And he's getting the front of house team going, and it's really become a very professional family environment, if you know what I mean. I mean, you've got to always make sure that the team feels part of the family. You're all one group and you're all working together, really. And bringing Leo along has really brought that together, really.
And you've just come through Christmas and New Year. I guess you were holding your breath to see how the bookings were going to go, but it's gone well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we had nothing to work on, because obviously it's all brand new to us, the team.
Yes.
And the directors, it's brand new to them. We didn't know what to expect. We knew what, in our experience, we knew what to expect as in how to hit the market, so to speak. And then we went into it. I wrote a program for Christmas to just state to the general public as well as the team what was going on. designed menus in Christmas, tried to get as many Christmas parties in. We did a Boxing Day brunch rather than a sit-down fine dining meal.
Good idea, yeah.
We did a hog roast because we had a meet outside the pub on Boxing Day, which went down really well. You know, and all the village comes out, and it's a traditional thing that the village does, and they've been doing it for over 100 years. So, it's, you know, as a village pub, we like to support the villagers, and we like to bring the villagers in. And also with the week between Christmas Day and New Year's Day was just non-stop, because you got everybody on holiday and everybody's just coming in. And the problem we've got as a pub is that we love bookings, but nobody wants to book. Because, you know, we pride ourselves on, you know, we do, you know, really nice fine dining food in a homely atmosphere, and we like to people to come into the pub. Yes, it's kind of a restaurant, but it is a pub, and we pride ourselves on it's a homely atmosphere. So come and go as you please. Just, you know, enjoy yourselves and just enjoy every second that you're there, really, and be part of the team. You know, don't be scared to come and say hello to us in the kitchen. We've got an open kitchen. There's a chef's table that's always pretty much fully booked most nights, and you can actually see us working in the kitchen from the chef's table.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, that sounds really cool. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Jamie. I'm going to take a quick pause, play a song, and then I think you've got a couple of ideas for, as it's New Year, you know, some things people could make for themselves that aren't too unhealthy. So let's have a bit of In Excess, and then we'll come back with some healthy eating ideas from Chef Jamie Mountford. In Excess, new sensation on Cambridge 105 Radio. And if I was a cheesy DJ, I'd say, well, the new sensation at the Elsersley is the chef, Jamie Radford.
What was that?
I know.
How's it going?
So, yeah, good. So, we were talking about, you know, your new role there, but also you said when you came in, we were all thinking about, you know, trying to be a bit healthier and all of that stuff. Last week I had a guy called Daniel Rajan in, who's a retired orthopaedic surgeon, and he's actually in Galilee at the moment. He's just run the Galilee Marathon, and he's retired. He's about 60, 61, I think he is.
Wow.
So what can you bring to the pot in terms of maybe a couple of ideas for things that are quick and easy and healthy to cook?
Well, so far, what's going on this month? There's this big trend going on at the moment, isn't there?
Vegan.
We're all vegan. Yeah. And it's one of those things. So what we try to do at the Elsersley is we're trying to keep up with new trends and, you know, especially in January.
Yes.
As, you know, we want to be healthy and going forward. So what we've designed this month is a vegan menu for Veganary. And it is a very healthy lifestyle. You know, you've just got to make sure you get your protein in the right ways, really.
Yes.
So we're doing beetroot textures with orange and balsamic pearls and toasted tofu, so to speak. So, you know, what we do with the beetroot is we salt bake it.
Yes.
So salt bake is 50% salt, 50% flour mixed with a bit of water. That makes a pastry which goes around your beetroot.
Yes.
So when you cook it, it kind of like keeps all the moisture in and it brings out all the flavour, and then you get rid of the pastry and then the beetroot's really nice and juicy and succulent.
Sounds lovely. I love beetroot. It's packed with flavour as well.
Oh, it's lovely. It's one of my most favourite ingredients. I mean, one of my worst ingredients is for vegans is mushrooms. You see it everywhere. You know, you get mushrooms here, you get mushrooms there, because it's a good element as a meat supplement, so to speak, you know.
Yes.
I mean, what I like to do is think outside the box and try to get other textures, really. So we're doing a celeriac that's basically been cooked through the oven, sliced, and then we're putting a mustard crumb on top.
Oh, sounds lovely.
With some dill and raisins, and then we're doing a vanilla sauce with it, with pickled red cabbage and truffle velouté. So, yeah, this is the stuff that we're doing in the restaurant. And then also I've done a blueberry and banana cheesecake.
Oh, sounds nice.
Which is vegan. So how do you do a cheesecake?
How do you do that then?
So basically what we do is we use cashew nuts.
Ah.
And it's layered. So the base is made with dates and cashew nuts. And then the centre, what we do with the cashews is we soak them in hot water for about 20 minutes. And then this brings out the natural fats because it's warming up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then what we do with that is put it in a food processor, whiz it up. Mix it with the rest of the ingredients, which I'm not going to tell you because it's a top secret. And then we put that on top of the first layer, and then we make a gelatine, which is actually made with a seaweed jelly agent, which is agar-agar. And then we do a little glaze on top. And, you know, we made it the other day for the first time. It was a brand new recipe. None of us had done it before. And I got one of the commie chefs to make it, and I was like, tasted the first one. I was like, have you tasted it? He goes, yeah, it doesn't taste great, does it? It's vegan, it's horrible. I was like, no, you followed the recipe wrong. Let's remake it. So we remade it, and it worked out, and it was absolutely delicious, absolutely delicious. And we're doing that with a cherry sorbet, which is water-based. There's no cream, there's no egg in it.
Right.
And we make that ourselves. So that's the stuff that we're doing in the restaurant. Now, if I was to, say, do something at home that's simple, easy, I'd get a tin of beans, which is, mixed beans, five bean salad mix.
Yeah.
I'd get some shallots, garlic, sauté them off. When I say sauté, I mean shallow fry with some thyme. Add a touch of white wine to them, and then reduce that right down, and then add some chopped tomatoes.
Yes.
And then add your beans to that, straight out the tin, get rid of the water. Some chopped chives to that, and then, have that on some sourdough toast, and then you got beans on toast done in a vegan way,
so
to speak.
Sounds lovely, yeah.
Something
different. And healthy, yeah.
Yeah, very healthy. And then what else could you do? You could do a... you could actually do a vegan risotto, not risotto, sorry. You could do a lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're really adventurous and you've got a pasta machine at home, make your pasta dough with just oil rather than any eggs through it. So it's normally the double O flour and then the oil.
Right.
Or the egg normally, but for a vegan. So you make your own pasta dough and then get some butternut squash, some sweet potato, dice them down, bake them through the oven with some garlic and some rosemary, bring it out, and then that can be your filling for your lasagna. Put your lasagna sheets on top, and then make a bechamel sauce with almond milk rather than normal milk, and make your roux with flour and oil. which makes it vegan.
Sounds lovely.
I don't mean to get too chefy with technical terms, but yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Jamie. This interview will go onto my webpage.
Okay.
Be there in a few days' time. So if you didn't catch any of that, you'll be able to play the interview back and just do it, you know, write it down in slower time.
Or come see me in the restaurant, I'll give it to you in person. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to catch up with the travel and stuff. It's been lovely to welcome you in. I'm just going to tell people that if they do want to come and see you at the restaurant, they can ring in. It's best to book in advance if you can. 01480 880 308. That's 01480 880 308. That's the Eltersley. Or contact theeltersley.co.uk, and they have a website there too. So it's the Eltersley out sort of between Cambridge and St Neots. That's where you'll find Jamie and the team. And don't forget, if you do go and say hello to him in the kitchen.
Yeah, come and say hi. Cambridge 105 Radio.